Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. And yes, people are in our chat room tonight here on Christmas Day. That's right. All three of us that you normally hear on Saturday nights on Free Talk Live, we're here tonight to take your phone calls about absolutely anything. So good evening. It's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website and enjoy all the features there. Chat room is one of them, but the rest of them, they're all free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites, and we don't. We want you to enjoy all the features on us. FreeTalkLive.com. 800-259-9231. To bring those of you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, last hour, we were talking about a story out of CNN.com where they're describing a man, Philip Greaves, who is being charged with so-called distribution of obscene material. And in addition to that, depicting minors engaged in harmful conduct. This guy wrote a book called The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, A Child Lover's Code of Conduct.
Now, what does that code of conduct mean?
Really, just makes you have to order the book.
I'm not gonna.
It's like the Emily Post of child porn, I guess.
Well, it's okay to do this to the little child. It's not okay to do that.
According to Grady Judd, the sheriff of Polk County, Florida, he actually provided a how-to guide to commit sexual battery against children. He said he was shocked and mortified by specific examples and illustrations using 9 and 13-year-old boys. Judd said he was frustrated that Greaves' book was protected under freedom of speech laws, even though it was created specifically to teach people how to sexually molest and rape children. He says there may be nothing the other 49 states can do, but there is something that the state of Florida can do to make sure we prosecute Philip Greaves for this manifesto. Officials said the book talked about safe sex and avoiding injury to children, grooming and preparing children for sex, and teaching children how to lie to their parents. Judd said Greaves' book outlined a code of ethics that showed pedophiles how to look for the most vulnerable of children. The sheriff said the message is very clear. If you write a book, if you sell that book, if you transmit that book to anyone in our jurisdiction, then we will investigate you and arrest, because our goal is to protect the children. See, their goal isn't to protect your right to free speech. It's to protect the children. And in order to protect the children, they can do anything they want to that violates any amount of rights you might have.
It's interesting. The Constitution's probably, I'm certain, I don't know Florida's Constitution by heart, but I imagine it says some provision for free speech, as does the United States Constitution. These law enforcement officers, including the sheriff, have taken oaths to protect this Constitution. And the Constitution, being the highest law on the land, somehow you would think the highest law in the land would trump the other statutes that come beneath it that are supposed to be conformatory to it. But they're all fired ready to enforce those lower statutes, not the highest law in the land.
Let's go to your thoughts at 800-259-9231. James is in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hello, James.
Hello, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Just super. Glad to have you out there on Christmas Day. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wanting to give you my thoughts in regards to that book. I have to agree with you on what you stated earlier, that, you know, it could be a very powerful tool if parents and everything were to have that book and read to see exactly what was going through a pedophile's mind on how to attract children and basically abuse them.
Mm-hmm.
But also in regards to the freedom of speech on that, yes, myself, I find the thought of pedophilia disgusting.
Sure.
But in the same point, I mean, if they start to ban something like this, then they're going to be attacking everything else. I mean, bestiality itself, that's illegal everywhere as far as I'm aware of. But
nope,
there
legal
are
in Texas, I believe.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Sodomy, illegal. Sex with your horse, totally okay.
Well, on Free Talk Live, we are not attorneys, and we do not dispense legal advice.
That's a good point.
True. But at the same point, I mean, if they're going for one sexual act, then they're going to be going for everything else. And, I mean, where does it stop with that?
Great question. This is a slippery slope. And as soon as they go after one person's freedom of speech, then anybody's is game.
Oh, exactly. I mean, the next thing you know, it's like if somebody finds something offensive in a how to become a Catholic book. or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
They could attack that very easily as well.
Absolutely right. Or you know, oh, we can't have any Muslim writings in this country because the Muslims are evil, you know, that kind of thing. So where does this go from here? I don't know, but it's pretty scary. And Florida has a track record of doing some very anti-free speech things. Not only are they doing this to this guy, but also they've got a specific law in Florida that outlaws pirate radio. So
yeah.
It's not illegal in most places to run a pirate radio station, except for in Florida, as I understand it. So anything else you want to share tonight, James?
Well, the one thing, for lack of a better term, the crackpot that called earlier in regards to the sodomy.
Yeah, the sodomy-hating so-called Buddhist that called in earlier tonight.
Yes, I myself actually do follow the teachings of Buddha as well, and I've never heard of him called Lord Buddha.
Yeah, that was my biggest clue. Like, his claim that he didn't have sex, it was pretty unbelievable. He called, you know, he wasn't lying about his age, which a lot of crank callers will lie about their age, but that one definitely sounded questionable to me.
Exactly, and the whole sodomy thing, I mean, he just kept jumping back and forth and everything. And it's like, you know, everybody has their own preferences. Some like it, some don't.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't mean that or homosexual or whatever, or deviant.
And even if you are a homosexual, that's fine, too. You know, people are different. They have different preferences, and leave them alone. Let them live their lives.
I have a lot of friends that are homosexual, but I'm straight, and what they do doesn't bother me in the least little bit.
Yeah, we have a co-host on this show who is a homosexual man, and he's one of my, I think, good friends up here. I really love the guy. He's fantastic. And, hey, thanks for the call tonight, and happy holidays, too. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. So a little bit more about what's happening here with Philip Greaves, where he has been arrested and charged with a crime for writing a book about how to be a pedophile. And the crime is because in the book he actually talks about examples in illustrations using 9 and 13-year-old boys.
Illustrations so, meaning pictures or drawings?
I'm not sure of.
Illustration sounds like a drawing to me.
It does sound like that.
Well, when
maybe
it says
it
depicting, I usually think not real situation
that
photographs.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, the actual wording of the article here is that he's shocked and mortified. The sheriff was shocked and mortified by specific examples and illustrations using 9 and 13-year-old boys. So he charges him with a criminal act, not of actually molesting children. They don't have any evidence of that.
Just obscene talking.
But of saying things that some people wouldn't like. Being charged with distribution of obscene material depicting minors engaged in harmful conduct, which means that any kind of sex story could be charged in this way. So if you've got you've got websites that have these sex stories on them, obviously pictures and movies and things like that are very popular. But when it comes to underage people under the age of 18, in most places in America, that's the legal age. So if you had a story
how about coal miner's daughter, the printed edition, isn't the husband of Loretta Lynn was in his early 20s. She was 13 when they got married. I mean, wouldn't that be a story of pedophilia and how she was lured in by a pedophile?
It would be a salacious, terrible thing to show children.
How about Romeo and Juliet? This is the story of, a 12 and 13-year-old? 13
Something
and 14-year-old.
Like
well, now they're going after the actual kids for, you know, posting up things about themselves because they're underage, so it must be porn.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty scary,
yeah.
Where they're taking, like, the sexting, where they're taking pictures of themselves,
yeah.
Whether they're naked or not, and they're sharing them around, or they're experimenting sexually with one another, as teenagers have done for time immemorial. They're now able to photograph their sexual experimentation, which they couldn't do easily 3 decades ago, or even 2 decades ago, because if you took a photo, you'd have to take it to a lab and have it developed. Now they can just do it all within their own home on the computer, and so all of these things are now possible, and it just goes to show that the government's laws, they don't scale.
Keep up to date.
Yeah, they don't scale with society and what people need as far as how to live. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Do you think that this pedophile, a guy that wrote the book about pedophiles, should he be punished in some way by the government? 800-259-9231. Or what would you like to see done to this guy or in regards to him to give him some level of ostracism at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. And yes, we're actually here. I think we spent the first hour convincing people of that. People are actually...
You can hold up a newspaper in front of the cam there.
They're actually calling in here to talk about this issue, which is good. Always good to have participation from folks, even on a day like this. Christmas Day, we're here. We want to talk to you about anything. You can bring up anything that you want. And, we'll get to that. But right now we're talking about this child sex guy, this pedophile who has written a book. Well, presumably he's a pedophile, right? He's written a book about how to be a pedophile. We're presuming he has some experience at it. And there's a lot of controversy, obviously, around the book. But now he's been arrested. because the book sold a copy to an undercover officer who ordered the copy in Polk County, Florida. That sheriff there has basically said, yeah, we consider this... We basically are going to arrest this guy because he's written about having sex with children. Not because he's done it. Not because there's any evidence that he is an actual pedophile, that he has actually harmed children. Because there can be people who are pedophiles who don't harm children, and there can be people who are pedophiles that do harm children.
Right. I guess a pedophile would be a person who thinks about that.
A pedophile is a lover of children, right? And so some people actually act on those impulses, and others do not.
Those people are criminals.
Indeed. When you aggress against somebody, when you touch somebody in a way they don't want to be touched, that is a criminal act, no matter how old they are.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. Also, if you have a band or a business or that sort of thing, you need bumper stickers made for you, they can do it. They can make bumper stickers in with any kind of thing you need on them. LibertyStickers.com.
So can you defend this guy? Because I can. I mean, it's icky. I don't want to defend him, but I like the idea of free speech, and I think that people should be able to write books about whatever the heck they want to write books about. It's not like he forced some child to take nude photos or sex photos. That'd be child pornography, forcing a child into sexual positions for the purpose of photographing or video.
Lewdness of his sex of a child.
There's actually a victim there. This guy wrote a book.
Well, you said that the undercover cop bought it. Wouldn't that cop be,
guilty of possession?
Guilty of a crime there?
It's a good point, but of course the cops that investigate child porn are constantly in possession of child porn as well,
true.
And they don't bring themselves up on charges.
Is that in the book?
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Sarge, listening to WRNN in South Carolina, the Myrtle Beach area. Hey, Sarge.
Hey, sir. Hey, I'm sitting here listening to you, and man, I love your show. I really do, and let me tell you something. I mean, his freedom of speech is, it's the First Amendment. He can write what he wants, he can say what he wants, and without any reputations. But if this man has been linked to harming children or women or anything like that, then yes, he should be prosecuted.
Absolutely.
Yep, but they don't have that. They went the easy route. They said, oh, he's got a story about some 9 and 13-year-olds, so we're going
to
put him in a cage.
To us.
And they actually extradited him. They had him arrested in Colorado and extradited out to Florida.
Okay, but the question I have is, can they link him? I mean, I can write a story about a bunny rabbit, and I don't know anything about a bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
And I can write, in America, it's the land of the free, it's the home of the brave. And I've spent a lot of time, I'm retired military, and I spent a lot of time overseas, and the thing about it that I realized, in America, there's so much stress on sex.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There sure is.
And,
well, it's because there's kind of this Puritan culture that still exists in a lot of ways when somebody is having their sexuality repressed, as many are encouraged to do here in this country,
exactly.
It manifests in very bizarre and disjointed and deviant ways.
Exactly. Exactly. You are correct. You're 100% correct. But there are so many things that the judicial system here in America doesn't realize, that there are so many people that are falsely accused in, a divorce dispute where the mother or the father or somebody will coax the child to blame somebody for this or that,
yeah,
or the other. And it's unreal. It's out of hand. It really is out of hand in this country. And for this man to publish this book is, as a man, I think he's wrong.
Sure.
Ugh.
But for information, if he actually publishes this book as information for parents and children to abide by, then so be it.
Yeah, I think it's useful from that perspective, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231 to fill parents in as to how these people think. Because a lot of people are really worried about their child being abducted by these lurking pedophiles they believe are around every corner, and they're not really.
Right. Well, statistically, your child's much more likely to be diddled by somebody that you know, one of your relatives.
But nonetheless, it might,
rather than you know, some stranger. But most people believe, well, I've got that part handled. I know that it's not a relative or somebody that I know, so I've got to watch out for those strangers, and I have to be vigilant. But the person who wrote this book, he may very well be teaching, you know, a certain amount of pedophiles. I think most of them, you know, make their mistakes when they're young, and I don't think that they're going out and looking for instruction manuals at that time. But he may be instructing some of them, but I think he's instructing far more parents.
Yep. Let's continue with your thoughts. And Michael is on the line listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Michael. You're on with Ian, Meg, and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm really upset with your guys' point of view. And let me just explain why real quick. When it comes to law, okay, because I have my own personal opinion, but I'm trying to base this off of law. Intent is a huge part of whether someone is found guilty, not guilty.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, so intent matters.
The question I would have is, and when I first listened to this conversation, I'm assuming that this guy wrote basically how to take advantage of a child. This was not a how to protect children, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. It's how to be a pedophile.
That is a simple and shut case. He should be prosecuted.
For what?
I'll tell you why. Because it's aiding and abetting other people to commit a crime.
So in that case, would you also
you have to provide substantial assistance, something that exists in the real world to aid and abet anyone.
Like if he provided the child for you to molest, that would be aiding and abetting.
Or somehow gave you a room in which to do it.
Because I'm sure there's information like what he wrote on the internet all over the place. It's just he, you know, centralized
in
one place.
Just because something may be accepted doesn't make it right. What I'm trying to say is this.
We're not claiming it's right.
No. I'm saying, she just said, though, that there's information already out there. That has nothing to do with the argument at hand. What I'm saying very clearly is, you brought up a comparison, or there were other comparisons, I don't know if it was you or a different caller, about, well, you can't, you know, ban someone being a Muslim or anything. Those are not illegal activities.
What about bomb making?
Well, hold on. Pedophilia is illegal. We have deemed that in our country illegal.
So smoking pot.
Hold on. If this is a book that is meant to teach people how to commit a crime, that in and of itself is called aiding and abetting.
So, stop giving legal opinions. Wait a minute. If that's true, then would you also agree that people who write books about how to grow marijuana should be prosecuted?
Absolutely. You are a sick man, dude.
You do not care about freedom of speech, do you?
No. Hold on. But see, you picked something. Like, for example, I don't think that marijuana should be illegal. But that's not my point.
While it is illegal,
we've got a constitution that protects speech and the press. It should be legal to speak and to publish things. That's the highest law of the land, not this crap hole law out of Polk County, Florida.
Hey, Michael, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. See, people don't care about freedom of speech when it's
especially
the law.
In Polk County, Florida.
The law is more important. Whatever the government says is what's more important than your darn freedoms. If you're saying something we don't like, it should be illegal. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol, resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. We are live here on Christmas Day. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Tonight, though, we're, regrettably, to some extent, we're defending free speech of people that we don't like. And that's one of the things you have to do when you support freedom of speech. We'll continue telling you about that and also get to your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Also, coming up tonight, we're going to give you something, too. It is Christmas Day. We got a two-pack of the Totesack to give away tonight.
Yeah, the Totesack. It's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. It's made of recycled materials right here in the United States. Go to totesack.us if you want to take a look at this. You can order a six-pack. I gave them out as gifts to family and friends this year. totesack.us, that's TOTASAK. There's no C in Totesack. totesack.us.
So the story in the news, CNN Justice reporting, Polk County, Florida, Sheriff Grady Judd has arrested Philip Greaves. Arrested him in Colorado and then transferred him to Florida on a felony warrant. What's the charge? Distribution of obscene material, so-called, depicting minors engaged in harmful conduct. Now, you would think that that particular charge means that he had some sort of child pornography, but he didn't. He'd written a book called The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, A Child Lover's Code of Conduct. Despicable topic. The idea is how to be a pedophile. And what that means, you know, luring children and whatever. I don't know what the chapters are called.
What was he charged with?
The charge is distribution of obscene material depicting minors engaged in harmful conduct.
Yeah, the previous caller said it was aiding and abetting. Then aiding and abetting would be illegal in all 50 states. Mm-hmm. Florida is the only one that has this charge.
That's what he said.
Yeah. That's what the sheriff said. And that's why they were able to charge him and extradite him from Colorado. So I just wanted to make the point that from a legal standpoint,
this is not
there are 49 other states that writing this book is not illegal in.
Okay, I'm slightly confused at this point now. Was it the guy has never actually been in Polk County. It's that the cop bought it in that county.
Correct.
And so because it was sent there,
yes,
that's why this guy was busted.
Indeed.
That's correct. You nailed it.
Oh, wow. That's
a
sadder.
It's a crazy story. And
people are on the air tonight, calling in tonight to say that this is okay. Not only that, the last caller said he worshipped the law so much, he puts the law, these words that men write down on paper, so high in his system of what's important to him, that the law, if I ask him the question, if it were a book about growing marijuana, should that person be arrested as well? And he said, even though he believes marijuana should be legalized, yes, that person should be arrested. So you write about anything that is
right.
illegal, and you instruct somebody on how to break that law.
But we know that the politicians are criminals. I mean, people will say that they're liars and cheats and criminals, and you get a majority of these jackballs together in one room, and they decide, well, yeah, that's a good idea, and that's law, and you think that that law is then going to be meted out in a fair and just fashion? Come on. You watch the news. You know that fair and justice really don't have much to do with our judicial system.
Well, yeah, and with this system that they used for this guy, I mean, there's weird laws all over the nation. So what's stopping any person in the world, like, who has a vendetta with, you know, a guy on the other side of the nation saying, like, buying their product, saying this product's illegal here, get him here now.
Well, they don't have laws that are going to do what the caller wanted, right? Like, it hasn't gone that far yet. We were talking about the slippery slope of... If they go after the guy who wrote the pedophile book, then they can go after anybody. You have to, if you believe in freedom of speech, you have to stand up for the speech of the unpopular. And that's why freedom of speech was created. It was created in the Constitution, the First Amendment, not to protect
right.
the popular
the
speech.
The founding fathers, people that are upheld as gods among men, decided that freedom of speech was important. They understood that speech that is that people don't like is what needs protecting. You don't need protection if you say, oh, lovely weather we're having, or I really don't like the New York Yankees or whatever. You don't need protection for that. You need protection for stuff like this.
Yeah, and I always just tell people, think of the most offensive, horrible thing that anybody's ever said to you. That's why free speech protection exists, to protect that.
And it is a lot of it very despicable stuff. Yeah. I don't support the KKK, but they should be able to say what they want. They should be able to have a website. They should be able to write books.
I hope they do, so I can weed them out and take them out of my life.
That's the purpose, have people say what they mean. That way you can find out who the despicable SOBs are, and you don't do business with them. You tell your friends not to do business with them, not to deal with them, not to conduct themselves with these people at all.
But if you start advocating arresting people for the words they speak or write down or the ideas they present, Then before you know it, it's your ideas. Before you know it, it's your hobbies.
Well, the
and
president
is interested in
the United. The president of the United States, Barack Obama, has already sanctioned the assassination of U.S. citizens without a trial. So you're telling me that you want to couple that with the ability to arrest people for saying things we don't want?
Pretty scary. Let's go to Marcus, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Marcus. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Happy holidays.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering. I think that this whole thing is going to blow up in their faces. It's going to backfire on Mr. Judd out here in Polk County. I think that, well, first of all, this story has gained national attention, so this guy's book has already probably quadrupled in circulation.
Maybe.
And, yeah, I mean, they're showing the title page of it all over national news.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there are people who are now aware of it who were not aware of it before.
Selling pedophile manuals. Good job, government.
Well, plus,
yep.
It's probably
Thank
a huge thing in the hipster
yep.
crowd.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I think that if this thing does go to trial, it's really going to bite them in the butt, because the ACLU is going to come down. It's going to come down with their hammer, and he's going to make a national hero out of this guy.
Yeah. Despicable. Maybe, this guy doesn't deserve any kind of good press as far as I'm concerned, but you're probably right.
But he doesn't deserve to be in a cage, and nor does anybody else who writes any book about any topic whatsoever.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve to be in a cage for that,
but either way that you stand on this guy, going to jail, whether you think he's a scumbag or whether you think he's a champion for First Amendment, either way that you look at it, arresting this guy is going to blow up in everybody's face.
Yep.
Marcus, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to James in Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hello, James. James, you're
good evening.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a couple opinions about this issue. One thing I can say is that when I first developed a love for reading, I did so because it allowed my mind to go places that I physically probably couldn't go And that has been something that I found about reading. Now, my fear with this is that if you even advocated as being, let's say, a educational prevention manual or whatever the case may be, that picking that up and allowing that viewpoint to get into your mind, it has the ability, to kind of corrupt you in so many ways. I mean, it's almost like if you think about pornography. You know, the person that has never actually seen it, or the child has never actually seen it, then one day they're actually on the computer and bop, something pops up, and now they got this image in their mind that they never, you know, get out of their head or whatever. So it's kind of like, to me, I'm just kind of against it because of the fact that it puts you in a mental state that where the mind goes, the body could soon follow.
Let me see if I'm understanding you. You're saying you believe that somebody who doesn't have the inclination toward sex with children would pick up this book and all of a sudden get into it?
Well, they'll get to a point where it may be an opinion that they never even thought about even considering, or they may have been even.
If you buy the book about how to
buy it,
yeah. If you buy the book about how to be a pedophile, you've probably considered it, unless you're one of those parents that want to know how they think.
Exactly. If you could be one of those parents. Now, on the flip side,
seems pretty unlikely.
It does seem like an outlandish claim.
Are you a parent?
You pick it up.
Yes, I am. I have three children.
You think this book could convert you?
No.
You're intending to save your kids, and then you're like, oh, well, hey, these are kind of good ideas.
I wouldn't even want this crap to even be before me because it's so, despicable as far as, teaching somebody how to take advantage of somebody that's not mature in their mind and in their ability to make their own opinion.
I mean, I've read a page-turner before, but I've never, I've read some suspense novels where there's, a killer going around and killing people, Dean Koontz or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've never really actually thought about becoming a killer as a result of reading a suspense novel. Maybe I'm just not impressionable.
You may not have done that, but be honest with yourself. There's a lot of desensitization to violence because of the things that we do see on TV. Whereas maybe at a time where if you heard about something heinous happening, like someone getting decapitated or whatever, it would be like, oh, my God.
So, James, do you think it's okay that they're putting this man in a cage for writing this book?
No, I think this. I think, if anything, they should have monitored who actually is ordering the book.
Now, it might be something to actually keep an eye on the author and see if he goes and picks up kids in a van. That might be something to do. More coming up. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of hell at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You don't have to talk about freedom of speech, but that is the issue at hand here. And yes, that is the issue. Even though we're talking about a pedophile, allegedly, who has written a book about how to be a pedophile, who's now been arrested for selling that book to somebody in Polk County, Florida, to an undercover cop, being charged with some ludicrous crime. I think the actual title of the crime is distribution of obscene material depicting minors engaged in harmful conduct. Basically, this sheriff wanted to find whatever he could to get this guy arrested, and he's got a law in Florida that is basically open-ended enough to where somebody who writes a story about sex with somebody who's underage is breaking that law. Not only somebody who writes the story, but somebody who sells that story to somebody else, or somebody who transfers that story to somebody else, or somebody who downloads that story. And there are all kinds of stories on the internet, because some people have sexual proclivities that maybe are less than acceptable to society, like this one. And they know that it's less than acceptable to society, so they don't act on those proclivities, right? So they're interested in children. They might be a pedophile, but they haven't actually gone to the playground to try to pick one up in the, you know, the back of their creepy van. How many of them are that way versus how many actually act out? I don't know, but they're out there. And I would presume it's the majority of them that don't act on their instincts. But these people are still... they still have their interests.
We actually have instincts, desires. Let's call it
desires. They still have these interests, and so they're still going to pursue them. And maybe some of them don't want to, you know, download child pornography, for instance. Maybe they feel better. Maybe they're more titillated by having a story, something that they can read and use their imaginations with. And this is basically saying that's illegal. That these people shouldn't even be able to have, you know, a text file with a fantasy story written into it. That's what this sheriff is saying, that he extradited this guy from Colorado on felony charges because of text.
And let's not forget that there have been people in the United States arrested for cartoon pictures, for purchasing cartoon pictures of what were deemed as children having sex. You know, whether they're the Simpsons. Or
it may be tacky, but there's no victim there.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Somebody drew something on paper.
No child was harmed in the making of that Simpsons porn. We were talking about earlier, a guy in Australia arrested because he had porn of Bart and Lisa.
This country, too. There have been people arrested for cartoons.
Right, for the hentai, stuff that comes over from Japan, for instance, where there's a frequent theme. There's the loli porn, where they've got underage girls involved in sexual situations in magazines or comic books, and that's a criminal act, apparently, to purchase and to look at that. Again, it may be unacceptable by most societal standards, but this is the person's private business. It's what they're doing on their own without involving another human being. Why can't...
Why can't you leave them alone? 1-800-259-9231. Ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Penny, listening to Info FM in Waco, Texas, KBCT. Hello, Penny.
Hello. Gosh, you're breaking my heart, guys.
Why?
I just keep listening to you over and over again. First of all, this guy created a manual for these people. You're saying that it's wrong. Most people believe it's wrong. I would pray that all people would believe that molesting a child is wrong.
Whether or not
he's acting on it, he's giving this manual. He's gift wrapping this manual for Christmas to his friends that are sick, like he is.
So throw him in a cage, huh?
Look, you know what? I know that you guys are fighting for freedom of speech, but I keep hearing it's all about you. You don't want them to take away your right to speak. But what about those kids? Who's going to fight for them? You know what?
The kids haven't been hurt.
Yeah, there's no kids involved here.
This is just the speech issue. If parents are worried about the
kids, those kids could get shot by guns. Look, those kids could get shot by guns. Let's outlaw guns. Those kids could get run over by cars. Let's outlaw cars. Those kids could...
Are you kidding me? Okay, there was a... Whenever... and I'm not trying to get into a whole other debate here. But when there is a debate about gays, homosexuals getting married, it was... like, out of question for anyone to say, if they allow that, then people can marry their dogs or whatever. And everyone's like, that's because it's a stupid comparison.
Like, it's a remarkably dumb thing to say.
Wait a minute. So is comparing a book that's telling people how to molest children, comparing that to anything, to a book about growing marijuana? Come on, guys.
They're both illegal activities.
The caller earlier said that the person who wrote the book about growing marijuana should be arrested, too, because that's illegal.
Those are so far-fetched from each other.
It's not that far away.
What you're saying is that because of the nature of the crime, it's much more scary, so we should react in a much more frightened fashion. But I'm here to say that parents are responsible for keeping their kids safe, and the society is responsible for punishing the wrongdoers, but the people that have only spoken or written have committed no crime. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and just because, here's an example. There's a guy with a book, but how many people are out there, telling their friends these tips or showing them?
Chatting online.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, you don't know all those people, so it's not like this one thing is...
It's not wrong to speak.
Right. Breaking the Constitution makes a wrong. How's that?
Okay, you know what? Here's my stance. If it means protecting those kids and their innocence, I'll shut up. Shut me up.
What about their other innocence? For instance, a lot of young boys would be interested in blowing up things. They're interested in starting, fires and making things go boom. Mark, you might have been interested in that as a young boy.
I blew up my fair share of lizards and frogs.
A lot of them. And, of course, now it's pretty easy to go online and learn how to make bombs in ways that teenagers 20 years ago never could
do. I whipped up things with gasoline and fertilizer underneath my house.
Now, you could point out that the information that's online might actually help people make bombs in a safer manner, but nonetheless, there's more information out there about...
You can make much bigger bombs.
Yeah. Right, about making bombs. And so, therefore, does that also destroy their innocence coming across this information? Should that information also be banned? Because it could hurt kids. I mean, they could blow their hands off, their little fingers.
Right. Okay, I have 5 nieces and nephews. I'd rather them have their fingers missing than have to be forced to have sex with some sick person.
Really?
And know what? If it's not even about the kids, it's about those people who are sick. And I think we can all agree that those pedophiles are sick.
Yeah.
And you're giving them a manual to encourage their behavior. Why not reach out to help them?
Should they? I'm fine with reaching out to help, but I don't think you help somebody by forcing them into a cage.
And I'd like to reiterate that we aren't doing anything.
But how are you, anyone, us as a society, helping him by giving him money for this book that he's written?
I haven't
bought
the book.
And allowing it to be distributed to other people.
Because allowing isn't doing anything. You see, allowing is not doing something.
Really that important to you?
Yes. Yeah. Freedom of speech is the most important thing. We have what we have today because people stood up to nuts like you that would shut people up and said, no, slavery's wrong. No, treating black people as lower species is wrong. No, telling women that they can't vote is wrong. Freedom of speech is the most important thing that we have.
Nobody's molesting children.
There's a reason. There's
nobody's molesting children.
There's always a reason. There's always an excuse, Penny.
Because you're suggesting that our constitutional, our God-given rights be taken away because there's something that scares you out there. And believe me, there's something out there that scares everybody.
There's a lot of stuff out there that we can't regulate, that we can't do anything, and I believe that's why the forefathers gave us this Constitution, and yes, including freedom of speech. But there's got to be a line.
Unless Penny doesn't like it.
No, there's not a line. There's a piece. There's a piece here that scares you. And there's pieces all around that scare other people. And pretty soon, you don't have freedom of speech anymore. You either have freedom of speech or you don't. If somebody can tell you to shut up about something and put you in a cage because you said it, then you don't have freedom of speech.
Then what about the kids' freedom of speech? What about if this guy loses his?
You don't lose freedom of speech by having somebody write a book about how to be a pedophile. Thank you, Penny, for the call tonight. Apparently, she's in favor of free speech as long as she's in control. Like, as long as it's okay with Penny, then you can have free speech.
Don't give me the fire in a crowded theater thing either. It's private property, and that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's not fun being the one, you know, protecting the pedophile. I'm not trying to do that here,
I don't think we're protecting the pedophile.
Yeah. No, out the pedophile. Like I said earlier, this guy's face is all over the news right now.
Yep.
It wouldn't be hard for concerned parents to hire a private investigator, have some PI jump on it as, you know, it's a kind of community service, follow this guy around.
I think this guy should be watched, quite frankly. Yeah. He sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So this guy has essentially outed himself as a pedophile. That's a pretty rare thing.
If he's a real live pedophile, he's going to do something stupid, and you don't need to get him for this book. This is just some sheriff in a podunk county in Florida that wants to get a big old name for
himself. How revealing was that statement from Penny? Is freedom of speech really that important to you? That is a creepy thing to say.
That is
a scary thing to say.
Clearly, you don't know how to use your freedom of speech again.
Supposedly likes freedom. Hey, Totesac, Tupac, going to you. If you call in now at 603-435-1105, caller 5, guess it. 603-435-1105, dial in, hour 3's next.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.